to share with us tonight, and I really appreciate them for being willing to do so. And so I want to move right along and allow them some time to do that. First, we'd like to have Brother Charles Dingle. Where are you, brother? Come on up here. Come on up here.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's been a joyful time here for me. This is my first time down here from Rockford, Illinois. Came with my pastor, Philip Williams. And I just thank God for the experience. And if God's will, I will be back. Oh, yeah. If it's his will, I will be back. No doubt about it. I'd like to say, first of all, also the things that I've heard in the song, that one of those songs we just finished singing, that God knows all about us. I mean, the Bible said he knows when we lie down, when we rise up, when we go out, and when we come in. He knows us even down to the number of hairs on our heads. See, I ain't got many left. Mine is getting thinner as the years go by, but that's all right. God still has an accurate account of them, praise God. He knows all about them. Yes, he does. Yes, sir. And then the book also says that there's nowhere we can go from the presence of God. Paul said in Hebrews, with whom we have to do, you know, God whom we have to do, he knows about us. He thoroughly knows us from start to finish. He knows us even before we existed. Somebody said, even before we enter our mother's womb, God knows us. He knew us before. So David said, where can we go from his presence? If I ascend to the highest heavens, he's there. If I go to the deepest seas, he's there. You know, if by chance, and thank God this would never happen, I pray, if I'd have fell off that boat in that water today when I was, riding the bull, I told the guys, I've never rodeoed and fished at the same time. Praise God. That's been a first experience. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it was good. It was good. It's like you got the bull and holding on to the ropes in one hand, and you got the pole in the other hand, and you're trying to pull a fish out. So you rodeo fishing. I mean, yes, you are. You rodeo fishing, praise God. Hallelujah. Man, that'll jerk the slack out of your chains. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, it will. But anyway, he said, if I make my bed in hell, even there, and I ain't going there, I thank God I'll never see that place. No, the blood of Jesus covers me, cleansed me from all sin. He saved me. He sanctified me. He made me whole. Glory to God. I'll never have to see hell. No. I thank God for that. I rejoice about that every day. Hallelujah. If I can't be happy about nothing else on this earth, I can be happy about the fact I'll never see hell. I'm not going there. No. Jesus paid the price. I've accepted it. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. He died for me. I received him, and I'm saved throughout eternity, glory to God, and I will spend eternity with him. Hallelujah. Dancing with the angels, singing with the angels, praise God, giving glory to God every day of my life. Hallelujah. That's the Bible says in him we live, we move, we have our being. So that's all, we're all about Jesus. That's why I like this brother last night, man. He spoke from his heart. He said, don't be shady. Don't be a shady Christian. Be for real, man. You cannot affect this world by being shady. By blending in with the world, you know, becoming like them. You know, like a lizard. A lizard get on a limb and determine the color of the limb he's on. You know, well, we can't go in one environment and I'm this, and I'm going in another environment and then I'm like this. No. I know now Paul said I become all things in order that I might win some. Okay? But Paul didn't say blend in and become like them and mix up with them and begin to boogie-woogie with them. You know, you can't. How you going to get somebody saved like that? And you acting like them. They say, I knew wasn't nothing to that thing called the church. See, ain't nothing to, but no, man, we got to be real. And I thank God. I believe there's some real people down here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes. Hospitality that they displayed and expressed, it just don't happen. You have to make these things happen. And by the glory and grace of God, brother, y'all did it. Praise God. And I thank God for it. Praise God. I'm going to take my seat.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. All right. Brother Vernon Davis, pastor. Hey, you know you extra special.
Yeah.
Tell them whose boat you was on.
Pastor Jesse's. I heard that more than once, too. No, my name is Vernon Davis. I'm here with my wife and friends, the Mac and Shadowy Duncan. Now, this has been, and if I cry, y'all got to forgive me. It just happens. This has been, a blessing to me in more than one way. But you know what? You know what really, really, really has excited me? I'm from Pennsylvania. I've never been to New Orleans, right? Y'all got some really good food, some really good hospitality. But the brother said, I met some people here that I never knew, ate some food I never ate before. But one thing I know is when I meet somebody that I know that loves Jesus, we have a kindred spirit. And that excites me more than anything when the blood from Emmanuel flows through our veins. When I know that what on the outside of me don't make a difference to you, but what flows on the inside of me, that's what excites me. When I know I have connected and I'm in the spirit and we have a kindred spirit, that I know that I'm your brother no matter what. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, everywhere I go, I don't feel this. And with the gift of God that's within inside of me, when I get to a place where it don't allow me to operate in it, there is a blessing that we miss. But all house of God, in this place, I feel the presence of the Lord. And where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, my God. And I'm going to tell you right now, I come down here. Brother Max said, you're going to be a believer, man. I said, I done heard all them fishing stories. I done heard them. I heard them stories. But until I pulled something that pulled me back, I said, my goodness, what is this? And I thought on the first trip, Brother Joe got sick. Now, normally somebody gets sick, what y'all going to do? You going to do what? You going to pray for them? We fishing. One more pole in the water, one less fish I get. Brother Joe on his own today. I get him when we get back to the dock. Boy, I tore him up. Couldn't wait to go out next day. Next day, Brother Joe ain't on the boat. Brother Philip on the boat. Brother Philip gets sick. What you supposed to do when he gets sick? Supposed to what? We fishing today. How you doing, Brother Phil? Y'all ain't got to go back. I'm good. Yeah, I know you're good. You good? Keep on, brother. We pray for you when we get back to the dock. We fishing today. But you got something here. And what I really love is that what you see, when God does it, can't nobody stop it. When God does it, he just does it right. And I'm going to tell y'all something. It's right. You know why? Because you're just letting him. It ain't like, give me just 2 more minutes. You see, when you think you know it all, and you know which way to go, you go ahead and you just go. And you ask God, you coming? I got it, Lord. I got this. But sometimes it's good for you to be in a place. Like Paul said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Why? Because I'm depending on God to do it. And so sometimes when you don't know nothing and you know you don't know nothing, that's when you're going to trust God the most, because you know you got nothing. And so my brother, when you say, you know what, I just fall on God, you know what, it's the best place you could ever be. Because the minute you think you got it and you could start going out on your own, let me say something, you'll be like Samson. You wake up one day and say, hey, where are all them Philistines? Not realize the Spirit of God done left. You're not anointed no more. And so, my brother, I am honored. Ma'am, I am honored. I am seriously, 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 seriously honored at the fact that I was invited here, and the hospitality that I received, from the food to the sleeping to this, I am truly honored at what God is doing in this place through you guys. And I just bless you in the name of Jesus. And God, I declare, Father, that whatever, Lord God, you've placed in her heart and her spirit to do, Lord, bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. God, I just declare, Lord God, that Father, whatever they put their hands to do, and say, follow you. That God, that doors, Lord God, that they've been praying to open, God, I declare you open them in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know, when you stay humble before God, he'll exalt you. He'll exalt you. He'll exalt you. And I believe, I'm telling you, Pastor Jesse, first time ever, I believe there's something about the humbleness in your heart and the givingness in your spirit. I'm telling you, you can't be God-given. Y'all can't be God-given. And the very things you have dedicated and given to God, I'm telling you, he's going to just multiply those things. Oh, you're not going to be able to withhold it all. Because he's going to prove himself faithful. Because you've been faithful in the little things. And I tell you what, you can't feed a man of God. You can't water the hands of a man of God and not be blessed. And I'm telling you, that's what you have done in this room. This is what you've done in this room. So I am thankful. I am truly, truly, truly thankful. I thank you. I thank you, Bob. I thank you. I praise the Lord.
Praise God. What an awesome God. Amen. Now we want to hear from someone that traveled the farthest. He came a long way. And yesterday he said, not good. But today, he was on them. Caught four. Had a great time. We want to hear from Brother Joe Chappella. Come on, brother. India. Everybody say, thank God for India.
Love you, brother.
All right. Well, Konania, it's an honor to be here and stand before you all. To answer all your questions, I was never in ORU. But I was just seeing you whisper, was he in ORU? But no, I was not in ORU. Well, anyways, coming down here, I came down with Brother Marcel Joseph. He said, Joe, you got to introduce yourself. There are going to be many pastors. They're going to fish and... You know, you got to introduce yourself. You should say something about yourself and, you know, get to know people. I was like, okay. I was ready. And I walked in, and there were, like, many people. And I had no clue what they're talking about. They're talking about red snappers, hooks, half hooks, round hooks. And they were talking about gators. I thought gator was a shoe brand. What gator? I had no clue what they were talking about. And I had, like, I cannot relate to them. It's like, you riding with me on my motorcycle in India, and if I even explain to you, you can't understand. If I explain to you how the Indian train is, you can't. You know, you should experience it to know it. So what they were talking, I was like, I went back the first day. Came, we ate, and you know, I was in my bed. I said, Lord, how can I relate to them? How can I talk with them? Because they say, what was I say? My name is Joe, and I'm from India. And they say, and the next thing they're gonna ask you is, did you ever fish? Or and this. Talk about fishing, and I never fished. In India, fishing is a livelihood. Like, fishermen go and cast nets and get fish, and that's all. It's not a sport. So I never seen a fishing rod, never used one, never was on a boat. So, Lord, how would I introduce myself? How would I say? What would I say? You got to make me famous. And guess what? The next day, I was all dressed up. Was okay. They said it's going to be windy. I thought it was going to be like a roller coaster ride, but no, it wasn't. It was pretty good. I was taking selfies and, you know, it was taking videos. Everything was great for a little while. And we went on to the rough waters, and I was on Pastor Jesse's boat, and we went the farthest, I guess, into the... And I was like, I was feeling a little bit dizzy. So I thought like, well, what's the time now? And I looked at the time. It was 9:11. I thought, this is disaster. This is a sign that it is a disaster. Oh my goodness, and how 4 hours. I was like throwing up. I was sick. Pastor Vernon was sitting right beside me. He was like, on his rod trying to get the fish. And he had his trail mix in his other hand. He's getting his peanuts out of there. He's getting one rod out of it. And I was like down, and he looked at me. You doing all right? I was like, what are you talking about? And I was in my head, the story was running. I had the experience of how the disciples were like, you know, when they were talking with Jesus. Like, I was thinking in my head, Pastor Jesse, you care not that I perish it? And I hear Pastor Jesse talking back. It's like, oh, ye of little faith. I couldn't ask them to take me back because they were enjoying their fishing. I don't know if they would have taken me back. But I was like, I no chance. I was like, I want to go back. And I heard that, 10 more minutes, guys. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. And I came down to the shore. Like, I got off the boat, and I didn't talk with anybody. I just went straight to my room, took a shower, and flat, I was out. I was on my bed. I didn't say anything to anybody. 5 o'clock, I came down, and we went to have food. Everybody started coming to me. Some of them, I don't even know. I never even met them. They're like, hey, man, how are you doing? I heard that you were not doing, like, you were sick. Joe, how are you doing? Like, everybody. And guess who was famous by the end of the night? Lord has a sense of humor. I was famous. I never needed to introduce myself to anybody. He made me famous. Everybody was like, the next question they asked me was, are you going to go on the boat tomorrow? who in the right mind would go back? Who in the right man would go back? And Brother Pastor Burnham was, I got some pills for you, man. You know, you got to come up and take your pills. And you know, I was like, and there was another man who was like, oh, you're the one needing the medicine? And got a whole book, good full pack of like the medicine. Everybody was trying to get some medicine and go and get back on the boat, get back on the boat. I was like, oh, no. But I did went, and I had a good experience. I enjoyed it. I fished some, and there was a, I got a crab also, but I don't know if that was fishing. But Brother Herman let me drive the boat, and you know, for a little while, so I enjoyed Cananea. I did not expect it to be that way, but I had the worst and the good experience both. I have seen it all, and I praise God for it, and now I can relate to somebody. When they're talking about something, I can know. You know, you're never on that kind of wind like where I was. You give me... I enjoyed myself. Well, anyways, to share a little bit about myself, my name is Joe, and that's my name. And when I say that to people, they ask me for my Indian name. But no, that is my Indian name. Joe is my name. You can call me just Joe. And I've come to the ministry in 2010. My dad is an optometrist by profession, but he is a pastor. He's been pastoring since 7 years. And 2010, I was in medical school. I was about to become a doctor, but since God called me, I quit everything. My parents, everybody, thought I was going crazy because in India, it's not a big thing to be a minister. When we say minister, they're going to think prime minister or central minister. They don't know what a minister is serving, and they cannot relate. And it's not that easy because here you have a system, and when you say you're a man of God, you're a pastor or evangelist, people can relate to you. There you say that you came into ministry, they don't even understand. It's like trying to explain to them how fishing is, and they have no idea what fishing is. And coming from a country that has 330 million gods, and you go out to them and tell them there's only one true God, nobody's going to listen to you. And it's more than the population of the United States. United States are 280 million people, and we have 330 million gods out of 1.2 billion people serving them. Everything that moves, shakes, or everything is a god. So people don't eat cows, buffaloes, pork, like, you know, they're against all that. But anyways, more than 98% is other religion. 80% of them are Hindus. Less than 3% is Christianity. And in that, in all that chaos, there's caste system, and people can kill you in some parts of India if you go and you know, evangelize about, tell about Jesus. And in all that, when you go and tell your parents that you're going to quit your college and you know serve the Lord, they're going to think you're going crazy. But the Lord told me, and I told them, my dad said, it's your call. My mom was not happy, but you know, moms are like overcaring. They won't let you do. But she said, okay, if the Lord said, then you do. So then I went to Rhema in 2010. 2011, I was in Spirit of Faith Nagaland, where I met Sister Evelyn. She came to teach me over there. And that's when I met her. 2012, I was in the U.S. studying at Rhema. And at Rhema, I've seen God. Like, I came here with nothing. All my tuition was paid. My flight ticket back was paid. Everything. Somebody else did. I don't know who even was. Like, not even today. And I thank the Lord for... I have seen Him. Like, I know, like, now how the Lord operates and how He does it. And I was praying, Lord, you know, America knows Jesus. And, you know, they know God. There's no one God in we trust. You have that. Like, everywhere you go, they at least have... In India, there are places where you say Jesus, and they're going to think that you're... telling them some name of the new drink or new juice that came into town. They don't even know. They're going to ask you questions like, if we cut you, it's going to be the same blood. And if you cut him, it's the same blood. So how did it save you? The people came up to me when I was street evangelizing. People came up and asked the same question. It's same blood, it's same red color. How can it redeem you? Try answering them. It's difficult. But it's the power of the Lord that, you know, comes through and goes through. And I asked the Lord, Lord, how is it going to be here? It's okay, but what if I go back? And what are you going to do? Because I know I won't be staying here. My heart is back in India. I might come, visit, share about India, teach or preach, but I'm going back. Like, that's my people need it more. So And then the Lord said, stand still and know that I'm God. I'm God here in the U.S. I'm God even in India. I'm God everywhere. It doesn't matter where you. I'm God when you're sleeping. I'm God when you're standing. I'm God when there are 330 million gods. I'm God when there's only one God. I am God. And in you, in me, you trust and don't think about anything else. And it's like, Lord, it is you. And it is the Lord who saved me out of that ship, out of that boat yesterday and came back safely. But I enjoyed my experience at Koinonia. And thank you so much, pastors, for, you know, hosting us. And it was a great honor being here. And I never thought I was going to say this, but I'm looking forward to coming back again. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? God is so amazing. Hallelujah. Pastor Ray Cottrell.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Real good. Before we address Pastor Jesse and his wife, just want to say thank you to everyone and for being here. But let me just introduce you to my lovely wife over there for 37 years. First wife and only wife. And so a few years ago, I threatened to leave her if she didn't obey me. And I stayed, and she still didn't obey, but oh, she does. She's an incredible wife. So I'm very grateful. I'm privileged, actually, to have Renee as my wife. God put us together. I was working for UPS on my way to work one night, Pastor Jesse, and afternoon, rather. I had that evening shift. And she was there at the house by herself. So I had to sit outside because her parents were gone, her brothers were gone. And she went inside to answer the phone. And when she went inside to answer the phone, I heard this voice say, "That's your wife." Clear as a bell. And so he put us together, and we've been together ever since. So we really thank God for her, for our three boys and whatnot. So we've been in for the long haul and for the rest of the haul and whatnot. So God is awesome. Pastor, we're so happy to be here. I can't even begin to tell you, so I won't take long at all, to you and your wife and to this ministry. I haven't seen this quite before, to be honest with you. Really, I haven't. Not like this. And all of you that have come up and you talked about it, and you probably haven't seen it like this before either, not to this degree, which comes to the scripture that you brought out, Acts 17:28, that says, "In him we live and move and have our being," or in essence, we exist, and we exist in him. Isn't that right? So we came in here and we have existence and we have movement and we've had being, which is incredible, and all of that. Together. And so I thank God for that. And then John 17:3, man, you just lit us up like a torch last night. It was so incredible. And my wife and I have been talking about it ever since. We're word people. We love teaching. We get high off teaching. We just get buzzed, and we just keep buzzing and buzzing off teaching. And so we're both teachers. And so I'm just grateful, real quick. I'm just very, very grateful. John 17:3. And that you gave last night, I just want to read it again, and coupled with the Acts 17:28, which was just enormous. But it says, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true, supreme, and sovereign God, and in the same manner know Jesus as the Christ whom you have sent." And I thought, wow. And then all the other scriptures. So. You know, you and I, you may know by now, but we're in that same place, you know, if you picked it up in the spirit. And we like to stop and go pray for folk, you know, whenever we meet them. But one of the things that happened, you know, for me is that in this period of ministry that we're in, I'm in probably the best time of my life of ministry I've ever been. A tremendous place, but also the most agonizing place at the same time. And so you can't do anything but what he tells you to do. And so that's what I gathered from, you know, from you and your wife and the people here in this ministry and what we've had here this weekend. So I'm very, very grateful, sincerely grateful for all that that we've gained here. Once again, I haven't had it quite like this before. This is the best of it I've seen and the way that things have been conducted here and the people. So what I started to do was just go around meeting people. Some of you saw me. I was just going from one person to another. Normally, I wouldn't do that. But once again, when you're in a place that you've never been before, then God couples you and put you with people that you've never been with before. And it brings you to a culminating place, and you start to just go higher and higher and higher and higher. So that's what this has done for, you know, for my wife and I this weekend. So sincerely grateful in every way. Thank you so much. This church, man, God, y'all guys have been tremendous. So we thank God for you. Can we pray for you and your wife very quickly? Would that be all right? Okay, good. Could you stand up? And I, just, for, you know, this is what I want to do. It's my prayer. You know, my wife and I, it's our prayer. It's not y'all's prayer. It's my prayer. So, so you should have prayed when you had a chance. But no, for all of us, just to pray. Could we stand and pray for them? Would that be okay? If they said it's okay, and I wouldn't do it if he wouldn't ask. But if we could, I think it's one of the things that when he asked to introduce ourselves and to do that. Did I say my wife's name? I did say Chrysanthia Renee Cottrell. Chrysanthia. Most people don't know how to spell Chrysanthia. And then I'm Ray Cottrell, or Raymond is the name that they gave me when I was born from a tremendous mom. So if we can pray for this and this fine couple, and we'll continue to pray for them in Jesus' name. Go ahead and begin to pray for them right now very quickly, and so we can quickly turn it over to them. Come on, pray for them. Lift them up before the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, gracious God and King. Wow, thank you, Father. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you tonight, Lord God, as we pray and we speak the blessings of the Lord over this incredible couple, this man and woman of God. Father, we thank you for the generations that they're in right now, that they're doing their part. And, Lord Jesus, we thank you for that, because every generation has a part to play and to have those things in place for the next generation. And so, Father, we thank you for that part. That's the prayer, Lord, that they are doing the part, the assignment, the purpose, the calling that you have put upon their lives, that they are doing that right now, and they're setting it up for the next generation. Thank you, Father. Gracious Lord and King, we bless them. We glorify you for them. We speak the blessings of the Lord over them. Fill every part and every situation, circumstances, issue, thing. God, thank you for the fulfillment of who you are right there. Fully do it. Do it, Lord God. And we thank you right now. You had your protection, health and strength, grace and peace, Lord. Grace and peace over them and all of their families and all that they have. We honor you for them in this church. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't you give them a big hand? They're worth it. They are worth it. One last thing. Have your seats real quick. One last thing. I did a message, and out of the message was, and I told the people, it was on virtual Bible study, we finished up, and I just told them, I said, you're worth it. And I just want you to know tonight, man, that you and your wife in this ministry, you all are worth it. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God. Wow, God is amazing, isn't he? Thank you, Lord. He is so good to us. When you think about the Lord, that, just like I said last night, them moments. And this is what it's been. Just you think about tonight. And I just said to Lucas, we didn't pre-plan this. I said, Lord, got up this morning. I said, God, what about tonight? What about tonight? And I just thought about it and then responded. And I passed it on to Brother Marcel. And you just sense, it's just, people sense those things, because they know that God is just doing a work in our lives. Each one of us. We'd be a minister too. And I thank God for his goodness. Amen. Wow. We have one more I'd like to have come and share with us. And I'm looking for him and I don't see him. Brother Bruce, where are you? Two more. I have two more. I want Brother Bruce. Where is he? There he is. Oh, you were slid down in your seat, brother. Come on up here.
Thank you, Pastor Jesse.
Thank you. Well, I just want to thank the Lord for, after 60 years, finally bringing me to the United States of America. And I want to thank everybody here I know we had great fishing, fun weather, fantastic food. But if I could sum it up into one word that really touched my heart, it would be the people, your people here. You know, when you love God, you have to love the people. And I thank God for that. For the first time, for Koinonia and Brother Marcel inviting me, I mean, words can't describe it. The only thing I can say is what the Word of God says. You know, we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. And thank you. Thank the Lord.
What an amazing God. Amen. When he first come, we started talking, and he was talking about a dog, and we were talking about that, and it reminded me of the dog, and then we got to talking today, and isn't it amazing? It was just like while we were talking, you could just sense the Lord and his goodness. The Lord will just love on us standing in a tent building. He'll just love on us right there. That's what God is so amazing. Amen. What an amazing God. And I just appreciate him and I love him and I thank God. Pastor Trey.
Amen. My name's Trey Hill. I'm from Kennedy, Texas, which is deep south Texas. I'm about 3 hours from the Mexican border. You may think that's a long way, but traveling one way from where I'm at in Texas, it'll take me about 6.5 hours to get out of Texas. Another way, it'll take me about 10.5 hours to get out of Texas. So it is a big state. I pastor the Word Fellowship Church there in Kennedy. We started the church. I've been there 38 years ministering the Word of God, loving people. Got a wife of 42 years, got 3 children, have 8 grandchildren. I have children in the ministry with us. Love God and just serving God with us. It was a minister who made this statement years ago. He said, God never calls a man and woman, what but that he also calls people alongside to help. You know, and please understand my heart when what I'm about to say. There's people in this room that make you guys look real good. They make you look real good. And a true pastor knows that, because a pastor without people only has a title. And we love you guys, but what I wanted to do is, the Bible says in John 13:35 that all men will know that we're his disciples by the love that we show. If you're a support person here, you've helped some way in this few days that we've been together, I want you to stand. If you're here in the ministry, you have helped. I don't care if you're family. You have helped, because there have been a lot of people helping. I don't want you to sit down. I want you to keep standing. I want you to keep standing, because as I look at you, I see what makes him look good. I see the strength, because God uses people. And I thank God for your pastors that he has brought them here. But you're what makes him look good. You're what makes this church look good. You're what makes this ministry look good. And I want you all just to stretch your hand towards somebody that's around you, because they're all around the room. And I want to pray for you. And let's pray. Father, I just thank you for those that are here tonight that have stood, Father. The countless hours that have been given, the hours that they've sold of their lives, Father, for this Koinonia. Father, that have made a lot of things successful. Father, I just pray a special blessing upon them, thanking you for using them and for them using their talents, Lord. I ask that you would add back unto them, that you would minister them tonight, that as they go home, Father, that you would just place that hand upon them, Lord, your hand, and that they would experience just your love that we've heard about, and to know that they are so special to the ministry here in this area. Father, I just thank you for it. I thank you for it, Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. From the bottom of my heart to all of you, I say thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for all of the hard work that you have given today. Once again, I just love God. It's been a great time. I'm a hunter. I don't fish as much, but it's like Pastor Jesse said last night, when I go hunting, we go hunting. We don't go shooting, we go hunting, and same way was fishing. And so today, we had a great time. Yesterday, as you know, didn't catch any fish, but today we limited it out in just a very short time, so it was a blessing. The whole time has been a blessing. Marcel, thank you for inviting me, and once again, we love you. We thank God for you.
Wow, what an amazing God. Isn't he good? So good to us. I do appreciate the opportunity that the Lord has given us this year to have all of you come and be a part of this. It's just been a blessing. I just to talk about what you just said, Pastor, it's let me give just kind of a brief summary of what we do when we're getting ready for Koinonia coming. Everybody knows the dates here at church. And so if we have a meeting, it's real brief. It's just to say, okay, it's coming. Mainly it's for me to see how many boats I have and so forth. But we don't have a committee or a meeting where we write down in detail everything, because Koinonia is in the people. So they already know. They know we need 350 pounds of shrimp. They already know that. You know, how many understand what I'm saying? This is just, and so, and those things have to be peeled and deveined and ready to go. So this is things that people already know. They know the tables and chairs have to be brought down. I didn't bring them down there. And I didn't say to somebody, okay, tomorrow y'all got to bring the tables. They just there. You see? And this is, you're right. It's in them. And I was just talking about this today. I was driving out my driveway, going back to the kitchen. Lord, this is impossible without you calling an entire people in order for it to happen. This is a vision. The vision was cast, and the people run with it. And so we are so blessed. So blessed. So I'm so thankful that you brought that up and pointed that out. This is the only way it's possible. Can't do it. And we always talk about it. It's impossible to do Koinonia without everybody fulfilling their call. Their call to those positions. That's their call. And they fill them well. I don't fill those positions, but they do, and I appreciate that. So you got to have somebody to bag fish, count fish, put the ice, all those things. And so I appreciate all of that. Open oysters. Do you know I've never bought them in a sack and they were open? Somebody did that, right? So we got in. I never touched them. Somebody had to go get them. And so I get there, and there they are, trays of them, and the crawfish. Somebody had to do that, right? So people know. Pastor Lord said, hey, we need crawfish. He brought 8 sacks down. Just put them in his boat and brought them down. So listen, this is, and people look forward. The people here look forward to seeing you. They ask throughout the year. And if the Lord would have said, now, from here on out, I want you to just stay in touch with everybody, we'd be doing that. You could be sure. But that's not what this is. This is a moment, a time, where it's a time of refreshing for you. But hopefully you know, throughout the year, there are days, multiple people has come to me, there's days where your face comes to them and they say, Father, whatever's going on, whatever it is, would you just move right now in their situation? Your faces. I've had it so many times where people have come to me and says, hey, I was praying for so-and-so today. Brother, so I was praying for him. I said, keep doing it. They said, well, how are you doing? I don't know. I don't know. But I said, the Lord does. So that's what happens. So it's a continual thing. It culminates at a certain time, but it's throughout the year. Because we could not do this unless that was something that the people has bought in for the entire year. Because it takes so much to put it on. And I thank God for my captains, my guys. Let me tell you, that we wouldn't do no fishing at all unless they volunteered those days and their boats and the fuel and all that stuff. It's absolutely amazing. The tackle and I do it for a business. I know what it takes, and so I want to tell them I appreciate it. And then the fact that they'll go, you know, Brother Preston, you know, he's surprising us. I don't know what's getting into him in his old age. Brother Chad come in the other day, he said, man, I got off the boat, I was doing like this, I look at Brother Preston. He said, I got home and said, Linda, I need some vitamins. Then he called me up, what you take? He said, what you taking, Pastor? I said, I don't know. He said, he made me feel bad. He was running around like, you're not tired. I know he gets tired. Everybody gets tired. But just the energy, with the energy you see is the fact that there's a love. And this is not a Beerus thing. I know if you've said that. This is what God wants. And this is something that can be everywhere if we just obey. We obey, it's everywhere. Because there's no way anybody can convince me that God just wants it here. There's so many, we've met so many wonderful people, incredible people. Isn't that amazing? He is good to us. So I'm going to give a quick rundown on what's going to happen tonight and tomorrow. Getting the fish and all organized. And then I'm going to have Brother Marcel come and close out this koinonia for us. The fish, I know some of you have to leave early. We're going to go down, me and a few other guys that are going to help, we're going to go down tonight, and we're going to divide the fish up. We're going to take care of that. That way, if you do have to leave early. So, if you have an ice chest, this year you don't need to bring a real big one. So, you know, whatever you have, though, if that's all you have, that's fine. But we do have to divide this. I'd like to have everybody get some. And because our day was a little short the first day, we have to spread it out. And so how many caught more than one fish? How many didn't catch any fish? Brother Chuck, was that a hand I seen go up? Brother Mitchell. Is he telling the truth? What state you from? Brother Mitchell, what state you from? Louisiana. Well, we're going to have to work on that, Brother Mitchell. We'll work on it. But he didn't. So you're saying, honestly, you didn't catch one? All right. So he does get equal fish. Okay? So that's why we got to distribute it. So we're going to go down there and do that tonight. So if you have your stuff down there, please let us take care of that tonight. We get your fish in your box. If you got to pull out, fine. We will be down there in the morning to see the folks that are having to wait We'll be down to see you off and get. We have more stuff to clean up and to prepare. So I do want to take care of that tonight. Is that okay with everyone? All right. Well, we'll do that. Well, Brother Marcel, would you come and greet everybody and close out this year's Koinonia?
Thank you, Pastor. What a day it's been today, amen. And the last couple of days, a number of people have said that they experienced the most difficult fishing conditions that they've ever seen down here. Let me add my name to that list. In 17 years or thereabouts, I've never, as my brother said, gone to a rodeo in the sea. But yet at the very same time, it was the people with whom you were fishing that mattered more than what you're pulling up out of the deep. Amen. So we thank you for your participation again. We're always blessed when you come. And, I think this format that Pastor just introduced us, by the Spirit of God, let the new people say stuff because the rest of you have been saying stuff for years. Amen. And I think it bodes well that we could leave here with a fresh perspective of what we've been so accustomed to for so many years. So we thank you for that. And I just get amazed when I see the glee on the face of a person who's never been here before and experiencing, like it's been said over and over again, something they've never experienced before at this magnitude. And I was sharing with it's an ongoing story, and it unveils every year, actually all through the year, that, Pastor has been privy to people who've called him or he's prayed for, and things have been on their plate, so to speak, and he knew nothing about, and it's changed or whatever to the better. But I'm aware of a situation that was just, and this is plucking one out. We fished together. We came down here, Pastor and I, and Brother Carrington, Brian Carrington. And this is an indication of what he was talking about last night, what true koinonia really is about. Now, there's a Dr. Griffin, and you need to know other than that there's a Dr. Griffin. And I've known Dr. Griffin because of Pastor for many, many years. That's the only way I would have known him. But yet I'd never fished with Dr. Griffin, ever. And this one particular time, we came down and Dr. Griffin said, I want to go fishing with you. And he just volunteered to be on our boat. Pastor and I are going to go fishing because Brian came down. And so we go fishing and Dr. Griffin gets on the boat. And so we're introducing Brian. He's the only one that's not, known among us. And the next thing you know, they're talking back and forth of what you do, that's not the other one. And so Pastor Carrington says, well, yeah, I've got a son that's going to LSU. So really, yeah, he's in engineering. Oh, no. Dr. Griffin pulls out his card. He hands it to him and says, if I can help you in any way, give me a call. You listen to me? And so that summer, little Brian is looking for a job in the particular firm. That summer, guess what? Dr. Griffin is personal friends with the people that are running that firm. And he finds out, I said, well, I'll give him a call. And the next thing you know, Brian is working for that firm. I've never fished with Dr. Griffin ever since that day. Why? It's divine providence. And your steps are ordered by the Lord. Don't take koinonia tritely. Who knows what can happen out of this building tonight? So I thank you for your participation and your supply. Every one of you bring a supply. You add to the mix. And we're ever grateful for you talking about, oh, Brother Marcel, thank you. All I've got to do is ask you, would you like to fish? And then it's on. These people that stood up tonight at the behest of these two, carry that. I've got the easiest part in this. So I thank you for your bringing supply. I thank you for your participation. I thank you that you're appreciative of what God has done for us. Amen? Amen. Pastor, if you will, we're going to go on whatever. Were we handing out stuff or what's going on with that? Okay. Later. Okay, everyone that's, you want to explain, everyone that's coming, that's in this particular group will get a certificate. What does the certificate say? Tell me. You know what it says. We handed them out last year and signed and all that sort of stuff. It was kind of a presentation, but everything is different this year. You know, wind out of the wrong direction. A cold spell in May. Rain, and I've never had, in all the time that I've been here, I've never had a wave come over the bow and over the center console in my lap. Ever. So it's a little thing that certificates are not being handed out tonight. Amen. But let me just show you what's going to happen here. I will mail these to every one of you that participated. It says Koinonia, May 3rd through the 5th, 2017. Beautiful Louisiana, ministering to and mending one another in order to minister to the least of these. Absolutely wonderful. Presented to assume this is Brother Wendell Smith's. So I haven't signed it. Pastor hasn't signed it, so you don't get it. Amen. It'll be mailed to you. And then Matthew 23:25-39-40 is quoted. So each one of you will have one of these. And, you know, we said this before. You know, how many are ready to come back to Koinonia? And a lot of people raised their hands, and some of them are not here. And let me explain to you something here. There's a divine attrition. We cancel nobody unless they become a nerd in the house of the Lord. I mean, but if they're just, you know, everybody can't fit the schedule every time. And so we don't cancel anybody. So how does the list kind of become manageable? Because of attrition on the part of the people that participate. I mean, in other words, they themselves either omit themselves, and we don't run after people. You know, we don't beg them to come and fish and catch redfish and snappers and eat all the food in the world. You know, that's up to them. And sometimes, you know, they've had their fill, so to speak, because they can't come back in a given time. The calendars won't allow them to. So, but each one from last year on will have a certificate. And some of these people will not be back. Some of you may not be back. It may be due to situations in your lives. And I said this to a person today who texted me from Arizona. Said, I'm sorry I couldn't be there. I said, you have a standing invitation until that changes. You know? So know this. You're in this room because God designed it. God wants you in this room. We want you in this room. And we don't invite everybody that we meet. It's out of the heart of God that he says, ask them, would they like to participate? And to a man or to a person, so to speak, that we've done that with, it's always been the Lord. Can you say amen? I'd like to pray as well. Father, I thank you for this opportunity once again to be a tool in the hand of God to bring people together to share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank in advance that what has happened these couple of days and continues to happen is even as we have fellowship one with another, it'll have perpetual, long-lasting, enduring effect that will never, ever, ever be the same from this very moment on. We give you praise and glory and honor for this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting that you will embed in the hearts of men and women what you've done. They'll become so cognizant and aware of it from this moment on, they will not forsake the fellowship of one another. For that we give you glory and honor in the mighty, glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God. Is that it? Well, glory to God.
Thank y'all so much. We appreciate you. And don't forget about getting your boxes lined up, because we will be down there in just a little bit. So get your boxes lined up. Make sure you know which one is which. We'll get them packed up and move right through. Okay? God bless you. Love you, and we'll see you next year.